Hi, this is Dr. Mohammed Saeed, Retiring Medical Report Patient. First name is Dawood, Dawood, last name Galeria, Galaria. Date of birth is 12/05/1944. Period examination date is 05/04/2026. Period next line. Chief complaint colon patient came to with the chief complaint of loss of sleep and fall off for varicose veins of the lower extremities. Period next line. Subject to colon patient came to with his wife, stating that he has poor sleep. And patient is advised on doing stretching exercises. Period. Patient is encouraged to use compression stockings at least 4 to 5 hours every day, and never use in the night time. Period. Patient has not used compression stockings for many months here. Next line. Review of system colon. Patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, shortness of breath, comma, chest pain, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities here. Next line. Next patient. Same patient. Dawood, last name Galeria, RIA. Date of birth is 12/05/1944. Period examination date is 12/29/2025. Period next line. Chief complaint colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of ingrown toenail on the left foot, comma, feeling cold in the toes, comma, diabetes with high fasting blood glucose, comma, neck pain, and follow for varicose veins of the lower extremities. Period. Next line. Subject to colon. Patient stated that he is traveling out of the United States, going to India, and he is advised to check the latest information from CDC. And patient stated that there is no flu or malaria in India. Period. Patient also taking all the precautions, and he's up to date on his vaccinations. Period. Next line. Patient complain of left big toe ingrown toenail with minimal pain. There is no discharge. Patient has this problem on and off for past 2 years. He has seen a foot doctor. Period. Next line. Patient also stated that sometimes he feels a cold feeling in both in the toes, without any ulceration or pain. Period. Next line. Patient came today complaining of fasting blood glucose more than 140 to 160 milligram per dl. Patient does not have any dryness of mouth, comma, numbness or tingling of the upper or lower extremities. Period. Next line. Patient has a neck pain, and the pain level is 4 to 5. And it is resting. There is no radiation of pain to the lower to the upper extremities. Period. Patient had neck pain in the past also, and it resolved after he started doing stretching exercises. Period. Next line. Patient came to the follow for varicose veins of the lower extremities. He stated that there is no significant pain after walking. However, he gets puffiness of the feet at the end of the day. The patient has not used compression stockings, and he's advised to use it every day, at least 4 to 5 hours, but never use it in the nighttime period. Next line. Objective colon correction. Review of system colon. Patient denied dizziness, comma, headache, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, focal weakness of the upper extremities, loss of consciousness. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for gout. He's on allopurinol 100 milligram tablet once a day, along with low purine diet. Period. Next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he's on vitamin D3, 50,000 units. One tablet a week, period of time. Patient's history of diabetes and he's on metformin 500 mg tablet, one tablet a day, correction one tablet twice a day, along with low carb diet. The next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on atorvastatin, correction he's on rosuvastatin 5 mg tablet, one tablet daily, the month along with low fat diet. The next line. Social history. Patient is married, lives with his wife, and he does walking every day, period. Patient never smokes cigarette or drank alcohol, no STF illicit drug use. The next line. Obstructive colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. The next line. Supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymphoid enlargement. The next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. The next line. Lungs are clear. Bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. The next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness. Our patient has pedilatoma bilaterally and the varicose veins are prominent in both the legs, but there is no obvious tenderness or open wounds. The next time, patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Here. Next patient, same patient, Dawood Galeria, date of birth is 12/05/1944. Period examination date is 1017/2025. Period excellent, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint on neck pain and follow for diabetes mellitus. Period next line, the patient stated that subjective colon, patient stated that the neck pain started 2 days ago when he carried a box weighing 25 pounds. Today the pain level is less and pain level is 4. Period. Pain is mostly on exertion and is relieved after resting. Period next line, it stated that fasting blood glucose is ranging from 110 to 130 milligram per DL and is advised on low carb diet. Also patient advised to resume exercises. Period next line, review of system colon, patient denied severe headache, comma, delusion, comma, chest pain, comma, short of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, or leg swelling. Period next line, objective colon. Next is supple without any thyroid enlargement or lymph node enlargement. Period next line, heart examination. As normal heart sounds without any murmur, period next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, extremities are unremarkable. Period. Next patient, same patient, Dawood Galeria, date of birth is 12/05/1944. Period examination date is 06/12/2025. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint of dizziness, comma, vomiting, comma, neck pain and follow-up for short run supraventricular tachycardia. Period next line, subject to colon, patient stated that he is feeling dizzy for past few days, especially started after vomiting. The patient was exposed to common cold a week ago. Now patient has less vomiting and dizziness. Period. Next time patient came today as a follow-up for abnormal cervical spine x-ray showed osteoarthritis and patient is advised on stretching exercises. Period. Next time patient also had EKG done and it showed short runs of supraventricular tachycardia. Then he had Holter monitor and patient is going to be seen the cardiologist. Here next line, review of system colon, patient denied delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, swallowing difficulty, comma, nausea, comma, diarrhea, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary incontinence. Period. Next line, review of system colon, patient denied correction. Past medical history, it's significant for gout and he's on haloperidol 100 milligram tablet once a day along with purine free diet. Next time patient has a history of diabetes and he's on metformin 100 milligram tablet, one tablet twice a day along with low carb diet. Here next time patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia and he's on rosuvastatin 5 milligram tablet, one tablet daily by mouth. Here, next line. Social history patient is married, lives with his wife, and he never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, period. Patient does limited work now, but he does go to exercise every single day, period. Next time. Review of system, next line. Objective colon. HEENT examination is remarkable. The next line, like it's supple without any thyroid enlargement, period. Next line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur, period. Next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. The next line, abdomen is soft without tenderness and pulse sounds active. Period. Next line, extremities has no cap tenderness, edema or tremors. Period. Next line, neurological information is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. End of dictation.